In response to the New Brunswick provincial government's decision to close all Crown land in an effort to mitigate the extreme wildfire hazard threatening the province, the city of Fredericton has announced several additional fire prevention precautions applied within city limits. One of these precautions was banning all outdoor fires, including fires in the city's only private campground, Heart Island RV Resort, which is normally exempt from provincial fire bans. Debbie McDonald, the manager of Heart Island, described how she found out about the ban.
It was on Saturday. The fire chief came down. Basically, it was because of the wildfires and the dryness. They said it's the driest it's been since 1986. We always were exempt from the actual ban because we were a campground. But on Saturday, he said we had to stop all fires. So we decided as a campground, we not only would stop the wood fires, but also the propane fires. And that way, we'd have no issues.
Propane fires and barbecues are permitted in the rest of the city. However, the chief's warning struck a chord with Heart Island's management.
I've only been here for this year, but in prior years, they've always had fire bans, but nothing severe like this.
Debbie also described how visitors to the resort reacted to the news.
They're very cooperative, very cooperative. We've had no one upset. You know, they don't want any fires. They want to protect themselves. And with the grass being dry, of course, you know, a little ember gets on there, the trailers, everything could go up. So, of course, you know, they've been very, very good.
Even without the threat of a fire, the dry weather and prolonged heat wave that prompted the ban is still affecting campers.
People with tents are having an issue with the heat, of course, because they have no air conditioning. You know, they're finding it difficult with the heat. But the trailers are fine. They're coming in and out. We're full every night. Business is still here.
Debbie elaborated on how the ban has changed that business this week.
Not much changes except the experience. You know, the kids want to roast the marshmallows. They want to roast their little s'mores. And unfortunately, you know, the whole experience changes. But we have a mini putt course and we find it's doubled in the people coming up and playing mini putt right now.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.